Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 404 for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Tuesday, taking direction from the U.S. soy complex and on ideas the canola market was overbought. Canola finished $6 to $8 below unchanged, with the July contract checking in at $519.50 a ton. That's down $6.50. Rain fell over the weekend in parts of Alberta, and that partially alleviated concerns over excess dryness. U.S. farmers continue to switch out corn acres in favor of U.S. soybeans, which was bearish for canola. However, many farmers are still busy seeding, and that curbed producer selling, which was supportive. Crude oil was stronger, and the Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to outside buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was mixed. The July contract was down half a penny at $3.97 a bushel. Prices were supported by recent planting numbers, which shows the eastern U.S. corn belt slightly behind schedule. Weather problems in Brazil are also supporting U.S. prices. No one seems to be sure if heat and dryness will come before or after July in the corn market. Demand for U.S. export and feed supplies was steady. Soybeans were lower, with the July contract checking in at $10.54 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar put soybeans under pressure. Showers are forecast for the Midwest, which should cause planting delays. The U.S. also said that planting was slightly ahead of progress, with 56% of the soybean crop in the ground. That is ahead of the five-year average, which was just 52%. Wheat was 2 cents higher, with the July contract at $4.64 a bushel. Prices strengthened on signs of reasonable demand. Yesterday's weekly inspection numbers by the USDA showed only 11 million bushels of wheat actually moved. That makes it unlikely the 2015-16 crop will hit the USDA's original projection of 780 million bushels for the year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.